So we had started to discuss yesterday, Eitan, I'm sure you heard on the recording, the Rambam and the Pirush on Mishnah, it was called Shiyashim Mikra Mishnah, the Racharet, Slovim Heira, Luchote, Shinamar, Vichura, Mishulo, Shlovim Heira, Yinotek. This is essential to personal development. And the Rambam, the Pirush on Mishnah, talks about if somebody isn't, Vichol Shinna, Lovim Mikra, Lovim Mishnah, Lovim Deracharet, Eno Mina Yishov, that, you know, is harmful to society at large. So Amr Blazer, Rabbi Tzadok, Lama Tzadikin, Nimshalim, Belum, Azali, Ilan, Shakula, Omer, Makom Tara, but a little bit of a branch goes over to a makom tuma, v'nofo nota la makom tuma, niktas nofos kulo omed v'makom tara. So kach Kadosh Baruch Hu, maybe yisurin al sadikin b'olam hazeh, kedei sheyir sholam abas shenemar v'ayar reshitzecha mitzayar v'acharisecha yizge me'ot. V'lama rishayim domin, or lama rishayim domin v'olam hazeh, ilan shekulo omed v'makom tuma, v'nota nofo nota la makom tara, niktas nofo kulo omid makom tumba. So kach Kadosh Baruch Hu mashpil am tovu l'rishayim al mazah kidei l'tardan l'rishan l'madrega tachtona shenemar yish derech yasho lifnayish v'acharisa darchei mavis. So it's a continuation of what we discussed before, machlokes between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, how to understand the Gemara, right, at that stage. Certainly according to Rabbi Yaakov that can happen. Schar mitzvah hayal maleka, the individual who was mechabit avayim and shiluach haken. But even before that, Rashi thought that was what the pshat in the Gemara was. And Rabbeinu Tam says, no, the rov yimosa tzadikim are betova, sometimes you get a little penalty, vice versa for the Rishon. Okay, so now one of the most famous Gemaras in Shas. Where are you? Ritarfon is a kenim besumin bealiyas beit nitza, a certain person's house below. Nishala Shayla Zobifnayam, Talmud Gadol or Maisa Gadol. So none of Rabbi Tarvin, but Maisa Gadol. The important thing is to keep halacha. None of Rabbi Kiva, but Amar Talmud Gadol. They're both purists. Rabbi Tarvin says the important thing is to keep the Torah. Rabbi Kiva says the important thing is to learn the Torah. So the rabbis want to make shalom. So Nanu Kulam Vamru Talmud Gadol, She Talmud maybe the day Maisa. Probably the best way of interpreting the Gemara is Rabbi Kiva's right because Rabbi Tarfon's right. Rabbi Kiva's right for Rabbi Tarfon's reason. Talmud is gadol because Lama Mir Chassid, Melo Bor Yirei Chet, etc. So we'll finish down to the end of the Gemara and then we'll circle back to Tosos and go to Sugya Baba Kama. So the Gemara then goes on to say, Tani Rabbi Yossi Omer gadol Talmud Chikadam L'chala arbaim shana. Chala was a mitzvah tliya ba'aretz that we know went into effect right away before achan el aretz. Chumos and ma'isros chamishim arba, because there is a yudal et shana shal kibush v'chiluk ad shekol echad makir es mekomo. It was another 7 years before they had Shemitah. Shemitah shishim v'achas. So Shemitah was in the 7th year. It should be 43 years later. The 104th year was Yovel. So it says l'yovlos me'a v'shalosh. Me'a shalosh me'a v'arba abyot. So Kasavar Yovel mitzchilaso umeshame. So it goes back to the beginning of the year. You don't really have to wait to Yom Kippur. Remember, we talk about the Avadim, the Atrosayan Berosheyan, right? The transitional period. We talked about that being like a Makar Midaraisa for the Aser Simei Tshuva. It's a time of Hipoch. Fine. Uchshem Shalimud Kodil Maisa Kach Dino Kodil Maisa Kodil Rabamnuna Rabamnuna. Ein tchilas dino shaladam elal devrei Torah shenemar poter mayim rishis madon. Kishem shedino kodem maisa kach scharo kodem maisa shenemar v'yitein lemaritzes goyim v'am aluim yirashu v'avor yishmeru chuka v'sarosa v'yinsora. So obviously bittul Torah is a very serious thing, and it's important to think about what that really means. Now, there's always a mitzvah sasei, a gisabo yomam malayla, learn Torah at all times. But when we say that tchilas dino shel adam is al debrei Torah, so Rashi has a formulation here which is very consequential. Poter mayim, Rashi says, haporek ol Torah. Reishis madon tchilas dino, vein mayim el Torah tchsev hoikat samei l'chula mayim. So what we're talking about here, it's not somebody who wastes an hour, 2 hours watching a movie. Not that that's always a waste of time. There are important sensitivities. We talked about Mikra, Mishnah, Derech Eretz. Sometimes a person's Derech Eretz is enhanced by Chochma. Sometimes it's helpful to sleep a little bit. So you could be still. But we're talking about, when we really talk about Bittul Torah, it's Porek Ol Torah. What that means is somebody who doesn't recognize that to the greatest extent possible, they should be learning as much as they possibly can. There's somebody who says, no, you know, I just need to, whatever, I learn a little bit. That's wrong. We take a look at Tosos here. Ein tchila zino shel adam el al divrei Torah. That's the first question. Were you an honest person? Which, by the way, I don't take to be inconsequential. That's the first thing that they ask you about. Yashros is elemental. If you don't have that, I don't think the Torah that you learn is worth very much. So again, you see in Tosos that that next question of Kavati Tim Torah, axiologically, that has a certain primacy. And when we talk about Tchilas Dino Shel Adam is for Divrei Torah, we're talking about somebody who's not extremely committed to being involved in learning really as much as they possibly can, recognizing the importance of Derech Eretz, defined broadly, Parnasa, Chochma, Menschlichkeit, all of that. Okay. So, if you take a look at the previous Tosfos, this is predicated in the Gemara Bava Kama Daf Yud Zayin. So it's helpful to know a little bit about this Gemara. The Gemara says that they made an enormous kavod for Chizkiyahu. At Chizkiyahu's death, there are 36,000 people who were maspidim. And they put a Sefer Torah down on the Mita. And they said, Kim Zeh Masha Kasov Bazeh. That Chizkiyahu was Mekayim Kol Torah Kula. So that's the story that Tosfos refers to. Tama Torah Gadol, so Tama maybe the Day Maisa. So Tama Damer, so Perakamid Baba Kam, it's the last Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan Mashi Yadayu Manach Tvilin. So he'd asked Rabbi Yochanan a question about this, and then he first washed his hands, he put on his tefillin, v'hadar amarlan, and then he said to us, kiyem amrinan, that he fulfilled the entire Torah, but limeid lo amrinan. He didn't necessarily teach it uparach. V'amar mar, gadol talmud, shet talmud v'vidid imaisa. Pirish b'kuntra, so Rashi says, mi nitla b'mi, katan nitla b'gadol. That what's greater is the Maisa, right? Because that's what Talmud leads to. Bim Kain, Kain Damar Kiyim, if that's true, the Gemara is strange, because if he kept the Torah, Kol Shekin Limeid, Sheno Chashu Kol Kach, Kiyim is even more impressive. Ama Mucha Chasa Me'acha, the Maisa God. So V'yishom Edo Hasam Hachi Perish. You have to reread the Gemara. V'hadar Amar Lan, Rabbi Yochanan said to us, after washing his hands and putting on his tefillin, Kim Amrinan, Limeid Lo Amrinan. Uparechasam, and the Gemara asked, Amar, Gadol Talmud Shemei V'lidei Maisim Ken, Heyach Kim Im Lo Limeid. How can he possibly have kept the Torah if he didn't learn? V'keim Anchenu Omim Lo Kim, and since we say about Chizkiyahu that he kept the Torah, in effect we're saying that he learned the Torah. Harei Omim Lo Limeid. How does it make sense? So the Gemara then answers, this is what's written in the Gemara above a Kama Yitzayin. Mumishani halamigmar halagmure kilomar lamigmar lididei vadei maisa adif. When it comes to personal practice, that's obviously more important than just learning. Aval yagmure acharina vadei adif tremi maisa. But to be marbit Torah, to be a teacher of Torah, that's certainly the greatest thing. V'hilkach, and that's what Rabbi Yochanan meant when he said about Chizkiyahu, he was Mekayim as a Torah, but he wasn't Melamed as a Torah. Limeid l'acharinei lo aminan. Interestingly, another interpretation, V'yishu portion, the Adam shel olam aradayin, uva limlochim yomo tchilo yaseg maisa, maybe what the Gemara means, is you have somebody who hasn't done either. So omim lo limod tchilo. Don't worry so much if you're going to miss a few things here and there. Spend time learning. It's a good investment. The Vishayin Amar, it's chasid. Adam Shalom Advar, a person basically knows what to do. Amai Satov Yoser, Milimud. Tosfos in Baba Kama gives different answers. Okay. So one of the things that I have to raise my voice, about, not in the literal sense, but give voice to, in this Gemara, sometimes there's a very serious conflation which has to be unwound. Part of the dynamic in this Gemara is that there are, as we were just discussing in Shir, Tarig Mitzvos. And those Tarig Mitzvos, which the Rambam likens to Sharashim, have anofim. They have branches. There are millions, thousands of Dinim D'oraisa. We count 613 Sharashim. Kibud Av Ve'Aim has 1,000 different Pratim that are D'oraisa. Giving them a glass of water is D'oraisa. Giving them food is D'oraisa. And transportation is D'oraisa. And clothing them is D'oraisa. And the Rambam says, those are really just Rashi Prakim. Fine. So, one of the 613 mitzvos, and the most important of the 613 mitzvos, is Limud HaTorah. So when we talk about Limud versus Maisa, we have to take a step back and appreciate that even Limud is Maisa, and it's the most important form of Maisa. Talmud Torah keneged kula. Now, we can debate why it's the most important form of Maisa. You might say it's the most important form of Maisa because it's the Maisa that catalyzes all the other Maisim. If I do the mitzvah Dalad Minim, it doesn't help me do Sukkah. If I do Sukkah, it doesn't necessarily help me do Dalad Minim. If I do Dalad Minim, it doesn't help me do Shofar. If I do Shofar, it doesn't help me do Makkah. If I do Makkah, it doesn't help me do Mezuzah. If I learn the Torah, it helps me do everything else. So that's part of the dynamic of this Gemara. But we shouldn't conflate that then and say that might be the only reason that Talmud is Gadol. Because you still have Shitas Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva didn't say Talmud is Gadol, Shemebi Lidei Ma'isa. That was the Hachra of the Chachamim. Rabbi Akiva said Talmud is Gadol. The question was Talmud versus Ma'isa. And Rabbi Akiva said Talmud is Gadol on its own. Presumably not because it's maybe the day Maisa. So the question is, what does that mean? And I'd like to suggest that what that means is that of all of the mitzvos in the Torah, of all of the Maisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzvah us to do, we don't get to choose. We do all of them. But Talmud really is Gadol. Afilu echad yoshe velomed shchina shruya imo. The arch religious experience a person can have, the ultimate dveikus is to perceive the Ratzon HaBore. Now, Chesed is very close. And the reason that Chesed is so close, I remember sitting in this room 7 years ago and explaining this to Eli Hyman, is because when you do Chesed, velachta b'drachav, that's kind of like a Gilui Shechina in its own right. That's not a full relationship with Hashem. Chesed is very close. You have to have both. Limud HaTorah and Gemilas Chasadim. But what sets those apart is that is getting very close to Hashem. One way is by imitating, by acting like Hashem. And maybe even closer is to understand Hashem. How do you get close to somebody? So the way, what it means to be close to somebody at the highest level means to really understand them. That's why the word the Torah uses for the ultimate act of intimacy is Ha'adam Yada Eschava Ishto, Yidia. That's why the Rambam says Avas Hashem is Lafia Yidia. You could only love Hashem, you really understand him. You understand what makes somebody tick. When you understand, even at the human level, So there's a deep closeness, and that's when the Rambam talks about Avas Hashem. He always, always emphasizes this point. And the Heyachi Adarech Lavasa. But how do I get there? Deep probing Torah study. That's what Limud HaTorah is about. That's why Afilu Echad Yoshe Belomed Shechina Shruya Imo. We're not accumulating information. We're becoming, as we say in the Birchos HaTorah, Yodei Shemecha. It's like we're learning Hashem's name. Kishem Hashem Ekra Avugod Elokeinu. That's the Makar, the Birchos HaTorah, Min HaTorah, which the Rambam passed. So don't let anybody tell you that the only reason that Talmud Torah is so great is because it's catalytic. That's a very important reason that Talmud Torah is so great. But there is a drosh v'kabel schar. There are things that will never be practical. But chas v'shalom, the only reason that we learn is to know what to do. Chas v'shalom, that we don't learn to know what to do, but chas v'shalom, that we limit it to that. And that's why Talmud Torah really is keneged kula. Now, you can really appreciate what Tosos was saying. That the greatest act is to teach Torah. And I think that's true for two separate reasons. One is that it's a form of Torah that has chesed to it. Right? If it's chesed to give somebody money, if it's chesed to give somebody food, what greater chesed that could be to sustain somebody spiritually? Right, that's why the Gemara in Sukkah says, what does it mean, Torah's chesed al-lashon? V'chiyesh Torah sheh eina Torah's chesed. And the Gemara says, yeah, Torah l'lamda is Torah's chesed. So it's a combination of Torah and chesed in a certain sense, being a teacher of Torah. But the other element is that if what makes Talmud Torah so great is that it's hashras hashchina, so sharing that with other people, not just experiencing that for yourself, but giving of that experience to other people, is, I think, the ultimate hashras hashchina. What happens is then you combine the hashras hashchina of coming to understand Hashem with the contact with other Tzelem Elokim, right? Like, remember, Ben Azai says that not bringing people to this world is memoid bitmus. There's less of Hashem in the world. So if there's three people around or five people around, that's a lot of Tzelem Elokim. And then you all just experience this Hashras Hashchina together and you're facilitating it. So there's a lot of Kirva L'Shechina that happens there. Okay. All right, so next section of the Gemara is equally fascinating. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, regarding Eino Lo B'Mikra Lo B'Mishnah, Pasul Eidos. Tanu Rabbanan, Ochla B'Shuk, Areza Dom El Chaleb, V'Yisham in Pasul Eidos. Amar Rabbi Yidivar, Avin Halachi Yisham, and we pass in this way. The question is why? All right, so the Rambam assumes that Ochel B'Shuk is a Psul Eidos D'Rabbanan. And first Rashi. So Rashi says Psul Eidos, he bridges the two dinim. The Kevan She'eno Min HaYishuv Eino Makbid Al Atzmo Ve'eino Boshes Panim. The person has lost a sense of shame. V'china Ochel B'Shuk Ko'o Ve'ein Makbid Al Kibodo Eino Boshes Azul Ba'atzmo Vili Pasel. So we're extrapolating. As a person is willing to denigrate themselves by being Ochel B'Shuk, or is Eino Min HaYishuv, he's not living in a civilized manner, so the person who lacks self-respect can't be trusted. Why? So Rashi's assuming that somebody's credibility is tied in with self-respect. No self-respecting person would be mizayif themselves. An intrinsic part of self-respect is to be honest. If you don't respect yourself, you'll say things that aren't true. That's fascinating. Tosfos, Pirish Bekuntres, Ho Beno Makar Al Atzmo Eno Bosh, Mazal Zal Ba Atzmo, Vili Posse. Pasha, my posulatus. Hamirim Yerushalmi, Reb Shimon, Rabbi Abba Ach Kabashuk. Chazir Meir Melo. Ain't Sheva Chatam Abba Ach Kabashuk. Machshul Acher Ain't Feda. It's a problem with Tamid Chacha. Pirish Rabbeinu Chanan Al Dehocha Mari Shechotei Vochal. You're really a Gazan. Vim Tomar, you can't cheat to the Basel. Gazan who? It shouldn't be the Rabban, it should be the Reis. So you show her Chotei Pachos Misha Veputa. Inami Shechazal Dabashin Amak Prolav. All right, a little Dacha. Rabbeinu Eliyahu Mefarish, Kigon Shehalach Eitzel Amochrim, Vitali Mishal Kula Ma'ad. Ma'ad, you're sampling everything. Kila Rotsa Liknot Mehen. You don't really have the intent, so you're taking advantage. You walk around the street eating a sandwich. So, all right. So, Rashi makes the whole thing about self-respect. Tosos explores different points of view. Maybe you're a Goslin. Or you really lack self-respect. There's different things, different theories. The Rambam, I'll just bring this up. Okay, so the Rambam in Eidus, Perek Yud Aleph. By the way, these are all Nifsak Le'alacha in Chosh and Mishpat as well, Lamed Dalet. Okay, so let me read both of them. Let me try to bring this up. Okay. Okay, so the Rambam says, Habizuyin psuim leidus midivrayim. People who are bizuyin. People who are unrefined. Anashim shahochin vochin b'shuk b'fnei kol ha'am. Eilu shahochin arum b'shuk b'etsha in oskin melacha min uveles. V'chayotzi v'eilu she'ein makpidin al bosh. Shishakol eilu chashuvin kekelev. V'ein makpidin al eidu sheker. Similar to Rashi, about Ochel Bishop. Michal Elu Ha'ochlan Tzedakah Shal Akam Bifar Hesya Alvi She'efshar Lahen She'izona Betzina Mivazin Atzman Ve'nechoshin Kol Elu Psulin Midibrayim. So the Rambam bought into this idea of a lack of self-respect undermines credibility. But he does not say that's the issue with Eina B'mikra B'mishnah B'derech Eretz. Okay, so if you take a look, this is a few halachos earlier. Aleph. Mishena lo b'mikra v'lo b'mishna v'lo b'derech eretz. Hareza b'cheskas rasha. That's not, it's a different halacha. That's not bizuyin. It's a rasha. Pasul edus v'divreim. Shekol misha yarad ad kach. Chazaka shu'ovra al rova aveiro sheve yavo l'yado. Now we can't say he's pasul edus midoraisa. For that, you require the guy to have violated, to our knowledge, a lav sheyesh bo malchus losachsam shor b'disho. But here, the Rambam says one can reasonably assume it's a chazaka that a person is in violation of most of the Torah. He doesn't have mikra, he doesn't have mishnah, he doesn't have derech eretz. He's nothing. He lacks. Chachma, he lacks muscle. So that's different than Rashi. Rashi said he lacks self-respect. Rambam says, without the civilizing force of Torah, or derech eretz of, you know, midot tovot, So we can assume that a person will, you know, spiritually unravel. Darash bar kapara, ragzon, will also be other ala ragzinusa. It's never worth it. Ula adam tov matim and osa mi pribrasa, v'chol she'en alo b'mikra, v'lo b'mishna, v'lo b'derech eretz. The category of our Mishnah, Dor Hana'a, Rashi says, Nidor Hana'a mimenu, we should have nothing to do with such a person. Shene'amar, Moshav Leitzim lo Yashav. Moshav o Moshav Leitzim. And we need to avoid them. The Rambam projected it even stronger in the Pirush HaMishnayos, that society can only benefit from the removal of such people. So this, of course, ties back in with the famous Rambam in Hilchos Gzeila V'Aveda, where the Rambam talks about Mesachik B'Kuvya, and the Rambam speaks there about the importance of two things in this world. A person should not spend any time unless what he's involved is in Chachma and Yeshuva Shalola. So this is the flip side of that coin, right? Somebody who's not involved in Chachma, Mikra Mishnah, or Derech Eretz, things that advance civilized society, let's call it. So this person is a spiritual liability for society. The Rambam will go much further than Rashi in this regard. Rashi will say, well, he lacks self-respect. You could never believe anything he says. The Rambam will say, it's not an issue of self-respect. It's a much more profound issue. He's Bechazkas HaRasha. So you see how the Rambam Lashitaso conceptualizes the importance of Yeshuvo Shalolo. Okay. Very good. So Hadron Alachisha Niknes. This is the parak. It's a lot to think about at the end of the parak. Of course, we'll begin with Ha'ish Mekadesh, you know, next week. We saw a part of this Gemara in Shir. V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. It's very nice because it's exactly it's a very long parak, but it's exactly, you know, you think, okay, we only learn one parak, but just to document this. It's exactly the halfway point of the Masechta. So you're in good shape. The first half of Kiddushin is uphill. The second half is downhill. So, God willing, we do pick it up from here. With Ha'ish Mekadesh, and move through, go back to Kiddushin topics. Then you get to, at the end of the Masechta, Sarah Yuchsin's the last 13 blot is a very, very wonderful limud. So again, we're in Adar, holding Adar Rishon. I have 2 months plus to Pesach. Hopefully in those 2 months we'll cover the next 20 blot or so. And then in the post-Pesach period, you know, wrap up the last quadrant or so of the Masechta. And be a big accomplishment. Okay. Eitan, we wish you a good Shabbos. Of Mikra, Mishnah, and Mikra, Mishnah, and Derech Eretz.